Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Before we go into the Word of the Lord, I'm going to be ministering on a subject, a ministering heart. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, we bless you that you are our God, that there is nothing too hard for you. And Father, we come to you in renewed faith and commitment and trust, knowing, God, that whatever we are facing in our lives, you will never allow us to be tested or tempted above what we are able to endure. But with that, Lord, you will make a way of escape. And Lord, you are the way of escape. You are the door of the sheepfold. And Father, we thank you right now that everyone who is going through testings and trials, Lord, that they will experience your peace right now. Lord, that we can just lay aside our burdens, we can give them to you, place them on your altar, knowing that you love us and that your desire is to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And there's no limit to that glory. The riches and glory, Lord, we cannot even comprehend the fullness and the vastness of that. So bless our time together, Father. Anoint the delivery of your word. Anoint us to be able to hear, Lord, the Spirit of the Lord ministering and dealing with our own hearts, and we give you honor and praise for it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, as I shared, I'd like to be sharing with you about a ministering heart. And you might ask, well, what's the difference between a ministering heart and an ordinary heart? But with the Holy Spirit's help, I hope that He will be able to illumine and enlarge what God is truly asking of His people. He never intended for you and I to be failures. We are born-again children of God, and the church was not birthed into existence to be subservient to the powers of darkness. The church, the body of Christ, the ecclesia of God, was birthed in power on the day of Pentecost. And beloved, it has been sustained in power. Beloved, all the way through the persecution of the early church, the martyrdom, through the dark ages, through the attacks on the Word of God, as long as there were those who followed the heart of the Lord, the pattern that Jesus Christ set for us, it was a church of power. God took failures and rebels and misfits and malcontents and changed them, just as He's doing today. He gave them a new heart and put His nature in them, and they became living epistles. You know, as we look at the Word of God, God just delights in doing that. I'm thinking of that time in David's life in Samuel, the first book of Samuel, the 22nd chapter, where in that first verse it says, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam, where, and when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And listen to verse 2. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. And some of these men stayed with him his entire lifetime, and were referenced later at the conclusion of his life as David's mighty men. And so God delights in transforming those who are so inadequate in themselves, and he makes them vessels of honor, vessels of glory, vessels of beauty. Nothing gives God greater joy than to see His children transformed by His power and to prosper in the things of God. And as we serve the Lord, you know, we really need to take a hard look within ourselves and see why we serve God. For some folks, he's just, you know, a god of pie in the sky, if you will. Or he's just a stern, white-haired old man who wants to ruin everybody's fun. But those who understand and have really met the Lord understand that he is majestic, he is beautiful, and there is none like him. And so to understand the term a ministering heart, we have to understand that God is not impressed by the good things that we do for him or what we don't do for him. God looks at the heart. And when we have a right heart, it will move God. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Jeremiah. I'm going to read verse 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. In verse 3, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Praise God. We can prosper, we can be successful in all that we desire to do if we will only hearken to the word of the Lord, hear what God says, and do what he says. And if you live as he has said to live, and you do as he said to do, we can enjoy his favor beyond our wildest expectations. Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, we all have needs in our lives, but the Lord is directing us to have a priority of the things of God, the things of the kingdom. And if we will do that, then everything else that we could possibly need will be added to us. Jesus admonishes us to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The word for heart is translated from the Greek cardia, meaning the thoughts or feelings of the mind. And without God's approval, without God's help, the things we undertake, even in his name, will fail. There's a psalm that says, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. And many today serving the Lord can be very ambitious, seemingly ambitious for God. But we must be sure that our ambitions and our undertakings, our decisions, our plans are all in accordance with what God wants for our lives. One of the ways I have prayed ever since a young Christian, I've always asked the Lord that he would direct me into his perfect will, because I knew I couldn't make the right decisions or judgments on my own. But if I prayed that way, I trusted him that he would actually do that, because there's nothing better than his perfect will. Isn't that right? Beloved, the gospel of man, sometimes what is being preached in the pulpits today, is far from the gospel of the kingdom. One of the greatest, if not the greatest things we could do in the church world would be to return to the teachings of the pure word of God and have it taught and understand it as qualified teachers would open our eyes to the greatness of God, his magnitude, his teachings, all found in the Bible. With the humanistic ethic prevalent in the preaching and teaching of so many today, it's little wonder that there's so much confusion as far as religion presented as the gospel. Because, beloved, we need to have a life-changing experience in Christ, and we have to honor his word, to take heed to his commandment, as the psalm says, that I might not sin against thee. And many have so commercialized the gospel until it could make the sinful acts of the money changers in the temple, whom Jesus chased out with the whip, in comparison. If we go You know, there's references in each of the Gospels, but I want to turn and just read to you the second chapter of John. And I thought it was very interesting because there, you know, in other passages, it says, Jesus said, you've made my Father's house a house of a den of thieves. But in verse 15 of chapter 2 in John, the word says, and when he made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. And you have to remember, they were doing a what you would think in the natural and necessary job. They had to convert the different monies to temple currency. And of course, there were people maybe that have traveled a distance and they didn't have a sacrificial animal to bring, so they were making it available. But look how Jesus viewed it. In verse 16, I mean, he not only drove them out with whips, but he said, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. Well, I don't think I have to comment any more on that. But beloved, a ministering heart, and we're just getting into it. We're going to be sharing more through the rest of the days this week, is a heart like the Lord's, a heart whose thoughts and actions, which are motivated by a consuming love for God, and in turn, a consuming love for the things that God wants, that God asks and God speaks to us to do. It's a heart that pains for the lost and a heart that longs to reverence, serve, love, and obey and give to God. Well, my time is rapidly coming to a close and I need to stop here and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But before I close, I do want to thank you for joining me. And as I usually do, if you have prayer needs, know that this is a ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence. And as you write, sending that email or even just a brief note, I will personally pray for you, and I alone handle the mail, send back whatever God gives to encourage your heart. I just appreciate you so much. Thank you for joining me, UCM Partners. God bless you. I love you and are so grateful for your prayers and financial support. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.